Welcome back to Find Your Amazingness podcast. It's Vera here, and let's talk about how the hell to let go of other people's opinions and to stay motivated to keep on working on the mission that you have with your business that you already have or with the business that you want to have. How to keep going and not give up. So, first of all, what you have to do is clarify, why the fuck am I doing this? I don't know why I feel like cursing today. I'm like in a very aggressive mood, so we're gonna go with that. Why am I doing this shit? Like, why did I want to start a business? Why do I want to start a business? Why is it important to me? How does it impact my life? How does having a business impact my life? How does not having a business impact my life? What happens if I don't do this? And what happens if I commit and actually do this shit, no matter how hard it is, no matter what people say, no matter what people think about it? Why does it matter? Why is it important? Why do I have to do this? I'm so aggressive today. I kind of love it. It might be because I've been trying to record and it's been just so difficult to get it right. So I'm releasing the aggression with this, but maybe it works with this message. So clarifying, like, why am I doing this? And for me, I got this idea and like the clarity already, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago when I discovered that, oh my God, coaching is the solution for me to combine all the things that like are important to me, helping people, diving deep into how our mind works and how we can create change. And because for me, I just had this really strong passion for helping specifically women who have an idea, and I know that they have something that creates some positive impact in this world, but there is all these limitations that they have mentally of themselves. They cannot see the power that they hold with their skills, with who they are. And I just want to help them to discover who they truly are and tap into that power and create that change and like that ripple effect of change in this world. Like, that's the impact that I want to have in this world. And right now I'm doing it via coaching, but there's also I have so many ideas of how, but like what else I'm going to do to create this change. And so connecting to why is this important to the outer world that I do this? What's the impact? But also, what is the impact to you? What kind of life will you have? First of all, if you don't do this, if you do not commit to this vision, to these dreams that you have. And I've seen it, I've tested it. I did things that I liked, but like I was not passionate about. And I saw the impact that that had on me. I'm the type of person that I need to love what I do. Otherwise, I'm not the best employee. I'm not the best, it's either like all or nothing kind of with me. So I saw how doing things that are not aligned with my values and with the impact that I want to have in this world, I am not happy. I am miserable. I hate my life when I'm doing things that feel like when you feel that I have potential to do so much more, but I'm stuck doing things that just do not have the impact that I want to have. So ask yourself, what impact am I creating right now in this world? And am I happy with it? Could I be doing more? Because when you get the feeling of like, oh my God, I'm changing lives, and it doesn't need to be thousands of lives. It can start from just one life that you share content on Instagram, for example, that helps people to maybe see, like learn a new perspective on life or learn tools that help them to feel better. Like, you can already creating the change in one person's life should be enough for you to be motivated to keep like continuing to create content or get started to create content. So think about what's the impact on people's lives. And it doesn't matter if you have like freaking like 5 followers on Instagram, change their life. It doesn't need to be thousands of people who are following you immediately. Like, be focused on just changing one life, and that will already give you such deep sense of purpose. So focus on like, why am I doing this? Why is this important? And also what I said, what happens if I don't do this? What happens to me? What kind of life am I gonna live? How will I feel about my life when I'm like 90 years old and I'm looking back at my life and being like, oh, like I knew what I wanted to do, but I just didn't have the courage to do it. How will you feel? How will you feel if you knew all that time that you had something, and it doesn't need to be a super clear idea, but you had a feeling that this is not right. Like, I'm supposed to be doing something else, but you just let your fears control you and your life. And then you look back at your life at the end of your life and be like, shit, I knew I should have changed the direction, but I was just too scared. Like, don't let your fears stop you from living this very special, like, it's so special to be alive. Like, do you ever take time to think about it, how special it is for you to be alive right now? What are you spending your life, like, today, tomorrow, the next week, the next month, the rest of the year doing? Are you truly appreciating the life that you have, doing things that actually create something positive in your life, but also in other people's lives? Think about it. And how this helps with like connecting to write down, why am I doing this? Why is it important that I do this? And an exercise that helps is that first write once, like answering the question, why do I want to build my business? And like, why is it important? Answer that. And then get even deeper and deeper by asking again. Okay, you get an answer, then ask again, why is that, what I just said, important? And keep like going deeper and deeper to like what the purpose behind all of it is. And the deeper you can go, the better and deeper emotional connection you'll have to your mission. And in those moments when you feel defeated by, maybe you didn't get the feedback that you wanted, and maybe your business isn't growing the like pace that you would like to, or people are giving you comments, your family maybe is asking like, what are you doing? Like, that's weird. In those moments, it's so important to have something tangible that you can look at and be like, this is why I'm doing this shit. This is why it's important. So I really encourage you to write it down. Take some time. You can pause now and write down, why am I doing this? Why does it matter to me? What happens in my life? What happens? Also, like, I think it's important to remember that when you are happy, when you are living your best life and in alignment with your values, you're a complete different person. And that impacts also your family, your friends, your partners, like the people around you feel differently because you're going to show up differently. So not only does it impact your life positively, also everyone who spends time with you are going to get a different version of you. So it's not selfish to do things that make you happy. It's absolutely not. It's the best thing you can do for yourself and for the people around you. And for the people that do not get it and judge you for it, they're not your people. Like, just let go. And I know it's not easy, but you have to prioritize your well-being, your happiness. It's not worth it to stay in a job or keep doing whatever you're doing that doesn't feel fulfilling for you just because, oh, like, I know this person will be disappointed in me if I drop out of school or if I quit this job, and like all these people are expecting me to just like keep climbing this ladder of this career path. Like, it's okay. They're not gonna kill you for it. You're gonna be fine. And it's okay to disappoint people. Eventually they will get it. And to be honest, like, I've had gone through this. Like, I dropped out of school in, what was it, 2019, I think. And I think at this point, I think now we're at a point with my parents where they're like, okay, maybe she's not going to finish her studies. Like, maybe she's just, maybe she has something else figured out. So with time, people are going to understand. And I know there's so many people who are worried about their parents' opinions about their lives. And it's not fun to admit that that's something that we're worried about. But I know there are, because I've been having a lot of conversations with you guys, and there's a lot of you who feel the pressure of what your family will think if you change the direction. But also, it's good to like understand that when like people get used to it, you just gotta like, it's kind of like ripping off a band-aid once of like, oh, now people are gonna be questioning me and what I do and maybe not understand. But with time, they'll get it. They'll understand, especially when they see how freaking happy you are doing the things that feel meaningful to you and what kind of change you're creating in this world. And they might not understand it in the beginning. Definitely my family did not understand. I don't know if they still understand exactly what I'm doing, but we're definitely getting there. So it's going to hurt a little bit for a while, but also understand that you're not living for them. You're living for yourself. You're the one who has to live with your life decisions. So, also, ask yourself, what happens if I don't commit to my dreams? What kind of life am I going to live? And the scarier the answer is, the better, honestly, because then you're much less likely to be following that. And sometimes we as humans are more motivated to run away from something instead of like running towards something. So sometimes the fear is a good motivator when you really get deep into, okay, so this is, I can give myself as an example. I know that if I would have stayed in my previous job, what would have happened is, it's gonna get dark. I was already feeling like shit. I was already really depressed, burnt out, would literally just cry a lot, would just be on social media constantly looking for an escape. Like, I was looking for an escape from so many different things. So I know that if I would have stayed, if I would not have had the courage to make the decision that this year, by the end of 2022, I'm out. I need something new. I need something different. I need something that feels more aligned with who I am and what I want to do. I know that like if I didn't make that change, I would have just kept getting more and more depressed. And that could have led to a lot of different things. And I have people in my family as an example of, to be honest, where I don't want to end up. I have people in my family who did not listen to themselves and let the outside pressure to affect them to continue doing things that do not make them happy and not respecting themselves and loving themselves. And they've ended up in a really dark space. And I don't want to end up there. So I know that if I would have just stayed in the fear of like, oh, I don't know exactly and I don't know how, but I know that I need this. Like, if I would not have listened to myself, I know at this point right now, I would absolutely hate my life. I would be an awful friend. I would be an awful partner. Like, I would not be able to show up as the human being that I want to show up as to the people around me. But also, I would not be helping people. Like, now I feel such a deep sense of purpose when I'm coaching people and actually get to see the transformation that they go through with their lives. And they're literally like yesterday, I had this conversation with my client and she was literally like mind blown by the things that are happening in her life right now because her dreams are coming true. And that feeling of like being able to be part of someone's journey to live a life that creates that sort of sensation of like, oh my God, what is my life? That's what I want to do. And that's not what I was doing. So I know that, like, if when I ask myself if I would have stayed, what would have happened? It gets to a very dark place. So I want you to ask that question also. What happens if I don't commit? And it's, as I said, it's okay if it gets dark, because it could be good, a good motivator to really think about, how will it affect my health, my well-being? How will you be doing physically, mentally? How will your relationships be doing? What would your life look like? It's a good motivator to look at, like, how you could. I see a lot of people staying in that lane of, like, oh, because then my life, I know I would have been able to keep my life to the outside looking good. People would be like, oh, she must be really happy because things are really, you know, she's getting promotions and like all these cool things are happening in her life. But I was fucking miserable. Even getting the promotions, like, that, none of that really mattered. So yeah, go deep in that rabbit hole of what happens if I don't either keep, like, committed to what I'm doing, or if I don't make this change. If you're on the edge of, like, making a change in your life, and you keep asking yourself, like, oh, like, do I stay in where I am right now, or do I try a different direction that I feel a pull towards? Really, like, evaluate, like, what are the two different scenarios? What could happen? What happens if I commit? What happens if I don't? And this, like, having the clarity of why I'm doing this in those moments when people are judging you, looking back at it, it's so powerful. And also when you feel like things are not working out the way that you would like them to work out, it's so freaking powerful. And I also do want to mention that in my upcoming program, the Life Makeover program that is starting at the end of May, which I'm so excited about, it's a group coaching program and it's going to be freaking magical. The people in it are just incredible. We're going to work on this. We're going to work on clarifying, why are you doing the things that you're doing? What is your mission? Why is it important? How does it change your life? So this is something that you get to clarify with me and with the group for yourself, to really have that anchor of, like, something to connect to in those difficult moments. I also recommend reading Simon Sinek's book on this. I don't remember exactly the name of it, but when you Google Simon Sinek, he has a book that has the word why in the title. So I definitely recommend reading that book. I read it years ago and it was so clarifying for me. But yes, this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Remember to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I want to live this life? And also, you know, like, not only thinking about, like, why do you want to live your dreams, like, your dream life, but also, why am I living the life that I currently am living? Is it out of fear? Is it because I don't want to disappoint anyone? I don't want to be judged. This is what everyone else around me is doing. So I feel the peer pressure of living this type of life. Ask yourself. The question why is just so powerful. So whenever, you know, you're making life decisions, ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Why does this feel scary? That's the best way to get to know yourself and truly dig deep on, like, who you are, what things are holding you back. And that's really only when you're going to be able to work on those things. So, yeah. But thank you so much for listening. And I would love to hear what thoughts came up, especially maybe, like, what, when you go deep into what happens if I don't commit, what does your life look like? I would love to hear if that gave you some clarity on, like, why it's so important for me to make this change in my life. So send me a message on Instagram at Vera Amazing, and I would love to hear from you. And yeah, I wish you the most amazing day. Thank you so much for listening.